Chapter 20. Wine is arrogant, strong drink is riotous. None who goes astray for it is wise. The dread of the king is as when a lion roars. He who incurs his anger forfeits his life. It is honorable for a man to shun strife, while every fool starts a quarrel. In seed time the sluggard ploughs not. When he looks for the harvest, it is not there. The intention in the human heart is like water far below the surface, but the man of intelligence draws it forth. Many are declared to be men of virtue, but who can find one worthy of trust? When a man walks in integrity and justice, happy are his children after him. A king seated on the throne of judgment dispels all evil with his glance. Who can say, "I have made my heart clean, I am cleansed of my sin"? Varying weights, varying measures, are both an abomination to the Lord. Even by his manners, the child betrays whether his conduct is innocent and right. The ear that hears and the eye that sees, the Lord has made them both. Love not sleep, lest you be reduced to poverty. Eyes wide open mean abundant food. "Bad, bad," says the buyer, but once he has gone his way, he boasts. Like gold or a wealth of corals, wise lips are a precious ornament. Take his garment who becomes surety for another, and for strangers yield it up. The bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth will be filled with gravel. Plans made after advice succeed, so with wise guidance wage your war. A newsmonger reveals secrets, so have nothing to do with a babbler. If one curses his father or mother, his lamp will go out at the coming of darkness. Possessions gained hastily at the outset will in the end not be blessed. Say not, "I will repay evil." Trust in the Lord, and he will help you. Varying weights are an abomination to the Lord, and false scales are not good. Man's steps are from the Lord. How then can a man understand his way? Rashly to pledge a sacred gift is a trap for a man, or to regret a vow once made. A wise king winnows the wicked, and threshes them under the cartwheel. A lamp from the Lord is the breath of man, it searches through all his inmost being. Kindness and piety safeguard the king, and he upholds his throne by justice. The glory of young men is their strength, and the dignity of old men is gray hair. Evil is cleansed away by bloody lashes and a scourging to the inmost being.